Going live. You're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live Thursday afternoon. The Packers are getting ready for the Bears. I'm getting ready to tell you guys about something special from Festival Foods. It's their holiday script. Holiday meal planning can be daunting. That's why Festival Foods wants to help you have a stress-free holiday. With their holiday meal planning guide and easy-to-use interactive table, you'll be able to relax with all your guests all season long. Looking to spend less time in the kitchen? No worries. From glazed ham and roasts to sides and desserts, Festival Foods heat and serve holiday dinners will wow your guests. Find everything you need at festfoods.com/seasons. That's festfoods.com/seasons. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be in the kitchen cooking up a little something special for Sunday morning, 9 a.m. People, it is happening. It is all happening. 9 a.m. Lambeau, Lot 1, Corey Banky and myself throwing it down with all of you. That's right. Be there. The Cheesehead TV meetup, 9 a.m. before the Bears game. The drinks will be flowing. BYOB. And hey, maybe we'll take a big, huge group picture. If you want a one-on-one picture, I need to see the Cheesehead TV app on your phone. People, that's my new price of entry. I had a lot of people this weekend asking for pictures, and I'm always happy to give one, but let me tell you, I want that Cheesehead TV app on your phone. How is everybody here in the comment section? Aaron, bro, I love you. Hope you're having a good day. Zach, I'm having a great day now that you said that you love me. I'm feeling the love. Man, you spend all day online, you get some not so rosy kind of sentiments sometimes, but it's always good to hear the love coming from the chat. Z is a motherfucking beast, says John Benson. You are right, John. That was a nice little nugget circling the internet this afternoon about Za'Darius Smith being the most double teamed rusher in the league, in the NFL. And he's still as insanely productive as he is. That's crazy. That man, not talked about enough, but it should be. He's an all-pro. Should be an all-pro. Shouldn't even be a question. Guy's on an all-pro track. Give it to him. Whiskey, I hear you, buddy. Thursday night has actually had some good games this year, but tonight, woof, no doubt. Yeah, what's crazy is you think about Lamar Jackson running all over that Jets defense, and I don't doubt that that's going to be the case, but then you think about the other side of things, and ooh, poor Sam Darnold. It's going to get ugly quick. Nicholas, love Banky to death, but the dude could use a Valium before transplants next time. Is this your first rodeo? Dude, I've been dealing with this for over a decade. Get on board, son. You're the one who needs to strap in when you watch Packer transplants. Hey, Corey ain't changing. He ain't changed in 10 years, man. Not going to change now. Only notification I allow is Cheesehead TV. That's what I like to hear, Dustin. Now you're talking some truth. Hey, Aaron, how do you feel about this team's chances come postseason? I don't feel anything about it because they're not in the postseason yet. They get to the postseason, come talk to me. George, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Vikings fans are disrespecting the G. It will be lovely to knock them out of the wild card hunt. I'm all for it, man. I am all for it. But right now, I'm all about ending the Bears season. Thanks for all you do, Nags, you and the whole team there. Michael, you're welcome. In the age of endless content, I'm happy you all provide perfectly tailored stuff for us Packers fans. That's what we try to do. Do the Bears still suck? Without a doubt, you are correct. They most certainly do. Favorite Bears game? Oh, man, there's too many to list. I did see Maggie's putting together a post for tomorrow about Packers fans' memories throughout the years of their favorite moments from Packers-Bears games, and I offered up two of them. One being the monsoon game on Halloween night, Monday Night Football. Brett Favre, Edgar Bennett absolutely ran roughshod over the Bears on a night where they were honoring some of their legends at halftime, like Dick Butkus. But that game, I was so drunk and absolutely soaked and had the greatest time. That was an amazing night. And then the other one was the NFC Championship game in 2010 down there in Chicago again, when B.J. Raji picked off the pass and brought it into the end zone. I was in the auxiliary press area. I literally had to stand up. And for the rest of the game, I was gold. I didn't make a peep. But for that play, I stood up and ran out into the hallway and gave a big yes, because I couldn't contain it. Did our special teams improve, or is Washington simply worse? Nope, they improved. They certainly improved. Now, I don't think Washington has, you know, an insanely great special teams by any stretch of the imagination, and they certainly have to keep improving on the Green Bay side, but it was noticeably better just from a technique standpoint when it came to the blocking, but then certainly by the returner, no question about it. I've been noticing that whenever the defenses are playing cover zero with birds on a fence, Rodgers will still refuse to work the flats and instead go for the long ball. Is this due to hero ball or coaching? I think a lot of that is down to Aaron Rodgers. Coach has given him any kind of idea one way or the other about, you know, where to go with the ball after the snap of the football. Hey, Nags, any chance Rodgers will clean up his footwork, maybe an offseason project? No. Aaron is who he is, and expecting him to change his stripes this late in the game, I don't see it happening. Now, maybe he shocks us all, but it would be a shock. What are your thoughts on Oren Burks? Do you think he'll be a starter next year? I doubt it. I mean, they could very much use a guy like that. And he's a healthy, he's limited most of the games. I was going to say he's a healthy scratch, but he hasn't been a scratch. He just hasn't played a whole lot. So I would tend to think, you know, that big jump usually happens between year one and year two. And it certainly doesn't seem to have happened for Oren Burks. So I think counting on him to be your starter next season, it's probably a bit of a stretch. I tend to think they are finally going to have to strike something early in the draft, probably a premier pick on an inside linebacker, because I expect Martinez to walk. with so many people talking about Rodgers not throwing the check down, will that make him any less likely to do it? No. I mean, not like he could do it much less. But, yeah, no. He doesn't really pay attention to slash care much about the conversation that goes on around the internet about his play. Now, certainly he is aware of it, and he certainly knows about it, both because he consumes it on his phone and because PR tells him, but it doesn't change how he approaches the game or how he plays in any way, shape, or form. OBJ to the Packers. We made it. We didn't do it. We didn't talk about it one time last night, and I was pretty proud of that. It could happen. I don't think it will, but it could. Get to this offseason, make that call to the Browns, see what happens. You know, he's clearly disgruntled, clearly not loving life there in Cleveland. A lot of old connections there between Gutekunst and the guys out in Cleveland and the personnel group. So maybe. Again, I doubt it, but never say never. A lot of ball game left. Should we be more worried about our defense versus their offense or their defense versus our offense? Allison, most certainly the Bears' defense against the Packers' offense, especially considering how inefficient and up and down the Packers' offense has been the last couple weeks against some fairly benign defenses. The Bears have a legit defense, one of the most talented in the league. And, you know, we all saw what an absolute travesty of an offensive performance they had week one. Clearly the Packers are a very different team, as are the Bears. But that defense is legit. And I don't doubt for a second that Trubisky will move the ball at times against Pettine's defense, but I do expect them to create at least one turnover and limit the scoring on the Bears side of things. The whole question of this game is, can the Packers play efficiently on the offensive side of the ball, not turn the ball over, put up enough points on the board where Pettine can just start sending the blitz at Trubisky? Because if there's one thing that this team is not built for in Chicago, it's coming from behind in big deficits. Trubisky just is not very good against the blitz. And once you're able to pin your ears back, you can make life miserable for them. So, but these noon games in Green Bay, you never know. The Packers have had a lot of success this year with noon games. They're 5-0, but history shows you, you know, you get that kind of blasé start, maybe. Maybe they get a run back for a touchdown early, quiet the crowd, start running the football, start moving it. Anything can happen. So the big test is the Packers offense against the Chicago defense, no doubt. I will never forget the day they got the Smith brothers in Amos. I checked every sports outlet to see if it was true. I mean, it was very out of character for the franchise, right? But lo and behold, here they are. Dawkins, top 100 and not Leroy Butler, barf. Dustin, couldn't agree more. I think that's an absolute joke. Who am I to argue with this blue ribbon panel that they put together, other than Aaron Nagler, who has watched every snap Leroy Butler ever took, and I'm here to tell you, he's at least as good as Brian Dawkins was. And that's a bare minimum. It's probably better. But again, who am I to argue? Let's just get Cobb in free agency and we're good. Cobb ain't coming back to Green Bay. Jake, thanks for the super chat. If we were to get OBJ, can we take some money out of his contract for wall repairs? They already repaired the wall, but I'm sure he would love to chip in. I mean, yeah, there's problems with this team, but hey, after 2 years of meaningful December football is back, I'm excited. Josh, I completely agree. I mean, this time last year, we were watching Joe Philbin lead the squad through their paces down the last month of the season. I greatly prefer this. That's just me. Can Gary play inside linebacker? I doubt it. He's a pretty damn big guy to be moving around inside there. He's already started to learn a new position this year. You don't want to make him do another new position next year. No, he's coming along just fine. Butler's better than Polamalu. Totally agree. Totally agree, Travis. 100%. I love that you live in New York and call it the noon game. I'm in Denver, but it's noon game for life. It just is, man. It's how I grew up, you know? Now, all the stuff we do for Cheesehead TV, this chat, transplants, or whatever, when I pub it, it's always Eastern time because that's where I am. But, man, come on. Games at Lambeau start at noon, 3, and 7, or 7:25, or 3:25, or whatever. But most importantly, those early games are noon games. Go to church, slip out of church early maybe a little bit, get home. Maybe if you're lucky enough, you got tickets to get up to Lambeau, noon start. That was my youth. Only 8 likes, 100 watches on XNO last night. Give Leroy Butler some love. Hey, man, I just, tweeted out one of the clips from 5 Questions with Leroy Butler there over at Gannett. I ain't on the Gannett payroll anymore. I can only do so much. Podcast room, like, subscribe, Patreon. Thanks. Absolutely. This is the podcast room. I showed our patron subscribers the behind the scenes last night. It's coming along pretty nicely. Got Bart here. Pretty sweet. Do you think it would be wise to get the defensive tackle the Raiders let go? I think they're pretty much set in the rotation. They've got what they need. They just need to play Kiki more. That's my recommendation. John, why are you shouting? Just a hypothetical. If Pettine is out, who do you think is the DC? I have no idea. Pettine's not out. That is a total hypothetical. Nags, what's the worst Packers game you have ever seen? The game in Chicago back in 2000, was it 7? When it was insanely cold, absolute misery. From the moment Brett Favre stepped on the field, you knew he didn't want to be out there. Worst game I've ever witnessed from the Green Bay Packers. And that's living through the 70s and 80s. And I saw some damn ugly football in those decades. But that game in 2007, worst thing I've ever witnessed. And I think part of why it was so god-awful is because Mike McCarthy, as I've often said, the most stubborn coach in a league full of stubborn coaches, the most stubborn coach I have ever witnessed in my lifetime, kept running spreadsheet. You're literally in this horrific weather condition. The wind was so bad. Ryan Grant told this on Twitter the other day. The wind was so bad they wouldn't call false starts on wide receivers because the wind kept blowing them out of their stances. But there's Mike running spread trying to make Brett throw the football. Lord. Free agent pickup tight end next season? Oh, man, I doubt it. They just drafted one. They got another one as an undrafted free agent last year who's doing pretty well in Tanyan. I mean, no. No more free agent tight ends. They got what they need in-house. Fail Mary is the worst. Yeah, it was bad, but You know, they were playing with replacement refs. It hardly even counts. The game against the Patriots when they had our plays, knocked Favre out and broke Rodgers' foot. Yeah, that was the when the Packers did go to the league quietly about the Patriots taping the sideline. That's not often talked about because everyone remembers Spygate and the Jets, but the Packers actually informed the league before that all happened. The Pack started the season against the Bears and Vikes when the offense was, quote, new. Will these next two games indicate how far or not that the offense has come? I think there's some validity to that. It's hard to say with any kind of certainty just because of the fact that they are so week-to-week game plan oriented, as opposed to McCarthy, who this is my stuff, we're going to run it regardless. LaFleur and his guys really kind of burrow in and try to come up with new plans every week and new features and new wrinkles, etc. So some of it will say, yes, they've improved as game planners, designers, etc. But some of it will just be the nature of, okay, this is our second time around. What did we learn last time? What could be different this time? Blah, 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 blah. But I do think there's absolutely some validity to the idea of, okay, they absolutely owned you in week one. What have you learned along the way that could, you know, possibly help you this time around? Now, a big part of that is they will be playing at home this time. It'll be a lot easier to operate on offense, be able to hear signals, make adjustments, etc., which is something they absolutely had all sorts of trouble doing down in Chicago, and they couldn't block it up. Now, if they can just block it up on Sunday, they'll be miles ahead of where they started the season. Do I think Sterling Sharpe will ever get into the Hall of Fame? Sadly, I doubt it. He absolutely should be. There is zero question. The man is a Hall of Famer. All anyone has to do is go watch him, go watch his tape. He was a man among boys. But, man, the Hall of Fame is such a joke. I have no faith in that group ever doing the right thing and getting Leroy Butler and Sterling Sharpe in the Hall of Fame, both of who should have been in decades ago. You have three quarterbacks, Favre, Bart, and Rodgers. Pick one for the game to win. He's right here. You guys know this. You say these things. The picture's right there. Visual aids. That's the man, the myth, the legend. Give it to him. Give him the ball every single time. This guy right here. Kenny Clark is an absolute beast. Just love his motor. Are you at the Stadium View with Drew and KB the same time as Gilbert Brown is doing his post-game commentary? I don't know where Gilbert does his, but yeah, I'm at Stadium View as soon as I can right after the game, getting back out of the press box. It takes a while. But yeah, right after the game, Stadium View in the back, and they have a kind of a banquet area. That's where we are. Roger Goodell is friends with Robert Kraft. New England will never get punished for cheating. What? Did you miss Spygate? Come on. When are you watching the new Star Wars movie? I assume it will be a family viewing. This is the way. Allison, that is correct. Next Thursday night, me and my girls have tickets for the very first New York screening. I believe it's 6 p.m. Thursday evening. I can't wait. I'm actually missing the LiveX holiday party for the new Star Wars film. We going to be okay against the run? I think so. I think Nagy just likes to spread it out so much that kind of plays into Pettine's hands. If Nagy ever buttoned it up and played power football, maybe the Packers would have an issue. But because of the nature of their offense, I think, you know, they'll break some. But I think for the most part, the Packers will be okay. Vince Young is the greatest Packer QB of all time. Most accomplished in college, maybe. More of Danny Vitale against the Bears? Sly, I've given up hope. I've given up hope of LaFleur ever listening to me about Danny Vitale. His snap numbers keep going down. It's absolutely killing me. And Danny, to his eternal credit, is very, very, very cool about it. I talked to him in the locker room about it on Monday. I'm like, man, we got to get you on the field more. He's like, whatever they need, I'm here for it. He was very calm. And then we talked about Star Wars for 20 minutes. How do you think the weather will affect the game? I haven't seen a long-term forecast. I've just heard that it was cold. That's about it. I don't know. Is there supposed to be snow? Hold on. I'm going to check the weather for Green Bay, Wisconsin on Sunday. I love that Green Bay is already loaded into my thing here. Oh, that's right. There's snow on Saturday and then sunny on Sunday, but it's going to be biting cold, 19 degrees. Well, if there's no wind, it shouldn't be a problem. But if it's windy and cold, look out. That could be an ugly ass game. Should have got Jordy for one more year. God Lord. Does anyone remember that last year Jordy had in Green Bay? It was time, people. It was time to move on. What is this, Jason Wilde's alter ego here? Come on now. How much of an advantage does cold actually give the Packers in the playoffs? Depends who they're playing. If they're playing some of those dome teams, a little bit. I don't think it's a huge advantage, but you know, I think you're acclimated to the weather, the climate, the day-to-day in those conditions, and then you play a team where that's coming from, you know, a spot where they don't deal with it a whole lot. Yeah, it gives you a little bit. I don't think it's a huge swing, but every little bit helps. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I can't thank you guys enough for joining me each and every day here on Extra Cheese. And remember, I know holiday meal planning can be daunting. That's why Festival Foods wants to help you have a stress-free holiday. With their holiday meal planning guide and easy-to-use interactive table, you'll be able to relax with your guests all season long. Looking to spend less time in the kitchen? No worries. From glazed ham and roasts to sides and desserts, Festival Foods heat and serve holiday dinners will wow your guests. Find everything you need at festfoods.com/seasons. That's festfoods.com/seasons. And also, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Packers fan in your life, we've got a very limited number of Packers Legends posters. It's a set of two for $40. They are absolutely outstanding. Corey Banky says, go to cheeseheadtv.com/shop and get your Packers Legends posters. I believe there's like five sets left. Get them while they're hot, people. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. You guys have a great night. Go Pack, go.